Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Panorama Superintendent Sean Holloway.
All right, Sean. So you have resigned from your position as superintendent at Panorama, and you'll be going to Norwalk for their superintendent position. What kind of brought about the decision to do that?
Well, I mean, just from a, you know, from a personal standpoint, you know, for my wife and I, where our family was, both daughters out of the house, we just felt like it was a, you know, good time to, you know, potentially make a, you know, make a transition. You know, Norwalk as a district, I think, is, you know, truly one of the very top superintendent jobs in the state. You know, it's a district that is growing, you know, has a, you know, very solid student population. You know, so there's some things there that, you know, I think are very favorable, you know, when you're looking, you know, at superintendent jobs. And then, you know, really the last piece for us was just the location, you know, being just south of Des Moines, you know, made it very attractive. So, but the really nice part is, you know, there are absolutely no negatives at Panorama. I enjoy my job, have enjoyed my job for the last 8 years. And so, you know, feel like Panorama District is in a good place for the next person to come in. You know, I also think at times, you know, every organization, there comes a time where maybe it's just time for new leadership. I felt like we were, you know, kind of approaching that area at Panorama. And, you know, so part of it was just, you know, trying to think proactively for myself, you know, and then the district. And so that's kind of, you know, what spurred the process of applying. So I was very, very selective in what I was looking for. And again, Norwalk just really seemed to check all the boxes for us.
All right. And as you said, you've been with Panorama for 8 years. What are some of the accomplishments that you were very proud of in your time there?
I think I would start with, you know, just the financial stability of the district. In 8 years at Panorama, we've had declining enrollment fairly consistently. And, you know, we've been able to stay on the front side or kind of ahead of that curve, you know, make financial decisions, you know, reduce staff through attrition, just create a very stable financial system, you know, I would say is one of the highlights. You know, because I think stability within the system then allows you to have good culture. I think when you look at projects that we've done, when I came in, we were in the middle of our stadium remodel, artificial turf, new track, concession stand. You know, it seemed like anytime we would do a project, really, you know, we just wanted to do it, you know, kind of the first rate kind of way, right? Like, let's not cut corners and just make sure that if there's a building project that we're doing it the right way, I think would be another highlight. You know, and then maybe the latest one is, you know, on the curriculum side is implementation of Marzano's teaching and learning framework. I think will be the foundational piece for the district moving forward in professional development for teachers. So I'm really proud of that work that, you know, that we've done as administrators and our teacher leadership team. So those would be a few. And another one just I would say is community involvement. And, you know, just really making sure that the school district were represented at the chamber table, at economic development, you know, just those key relationships that I've been able to build with community leaders, I think has allowed the district to, you know, be able to, you know, continually move forward and improve.
All right. And what are some things you're going to miss about the Panorama School District?
Well, I think you start with people. Right. You know, I think people and relationships are the biggest factors. I enjoyed coming to work because of the people I work with. Right. You know, that starts in central office staff with Samantha and Vanessa, strong trust, you know, collaboration, just as relationships build you, you know, it's a good working relationship, a good personal relationship. And I feel like I really had that with those two in the central office. But then, you know, really with any direct reports are, you know, directors and building principals. And so just the people, right, is, I think, you know, one of the strongest attributes for Panorama.
All right. And is there anything you want to say to the community as you get ready to move on to this next step?
Yeah. You know, like I told you at the beginning, for my wife and I, our move from Panorama from Panorama. It was not for negative reasons. You know, things were very positive here. It's been our home for the last 8 years. It's where both our daughters graduated high school. And so, you know, we'll always have a special place in our family. My oldest daughter, I would say 99% chance that she will live in or around the Kenora area. So it for sure, when we move out towards the end of July, it won't be the last time, you know, we're Kenora. And so, you know, I just appreciate, again, the community leader support, you know, the friendships we've made. And, you know, that's what's made it special for the last 8 years.
All right. Thank you very much, Sean.
You bet.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.